Juddy is not here. So, our newest member thought he would produce his own segment, Darce.
I love it. I love it. He's been outstanding, Daisy. Can I just say, I hardly remember Chris Judd on the Friday huddle.
That's a fair point.
Distant memory.
Looking forward to this.
It'll be good.
Well, he did shut down one week this year, didn't he, Juddy?
He just didn't talk.
Just didn't talk.
He went into TV mode. Where he didn't.
So even though he's away this week, he actually...
He's not a TV operator.
No, he's not a TV operator. We've pointed that out to him several times. This is a man that quit on the job in Footy Classified, but he couldn't answer a question, could he? He just said, I quit. I'm not coming back. Anyway, our man, Daisy, has got a stinger.
In the world of AFL, there was one modern-day player who did things his own way.
Another reference to my stellar career.
Whose opinions on isolation we respect.
Great to be out of the house, to be completely honest.
The grievances are real. The verdicts are cutting.
How do you like those apples?
This...
Don't worry about me running out of material either.
...is Daisy's dislikes.
Oh, it certainly is. The sting is good, and these are going to be better. One thing I've realised during this COVID time is that I'm grumpy and a lot of things really grind my gears and
yes.
really, you're across so much more and things you just don't need to be. So watching the golf the other day, I love my golf, no fans, and they've got the mics. We'll have a listen to this.
You get that. Stay over there. That's supposed to be more silent than that.
Now, that's Ian Poulter. Yeah. Greg Chalmers has just laced one down the middle off the first tee. And Ian Poulter, the Englishman, who's meant to be a classy chap, golf is the gentleman's sport, has just absolutely let one rip. So, Ian, be better than that.
This is a man that's listened to Judge Juddy, I think.
Yeah. And, well, I actually haven't, so sorry, Chris. And this next bloke, he's meant to be running the free world. Please.
When you do testing to that extent, you're going to find more people. You're going to find more cases. So I said to my people, slow the testing down, please.
Slow the testing down if you want to have less cases. The last time I heard logic like that was Christmas Eve last year. My four-year-old daughter was in bed at 6 o'clock. And I said, what are you doing? She goes, if I go to sleep earlier, Santa comes earlier. So Donald Trump, you are nowhere. The other thing that's really annoyed me, and this has come back again,
yes,
the toilet paper hoarders.
Mm. Yep.
You go in the shops now, you can't get any poop tickets.
It's bizarre. Like, it is bizarre, isn't it?
What is that the first thing that you want to save? If you're home alone and there's no one else and you run out of poop tickets, straighten the shower. No, it's like, it just, you can make do. Serviettes, tissues.
You can.
I'm off that.
Yep.
Damo, your mates.
My mates.
Into Connor McKenna. Everyone jumped
on
the bet. They just absolutely jumped on, piled in.
The Herald Sun was, and your others. Mates. Yeah, but not all of us were.
No, well, most. And, you know, you tarnish the players with one brush, you can be tarnished with your mate's brush. So
Now, just take a breath here because you're going good, but your delivery is very quick.
Well, I'm just up and about.
We've got a full segment to fill here.
And that actually annoyed me. So
he's got 23 points on his list. Yeah, now, I'd keep the base.
Shut up, Al. Were you giving him a masterclass big segment,
eh? I just...
Can you dump that? We didn't need that. We didn't need that interjection. Zoom meetings.
Mm.
The world is Zoom meetings.
Yep.
Now, I don't go on a lot of them, but my missus, through her work, is on a lot of them. When they do the wrap-up at the end and it's like, okay, there's always someone who says, just one more from me. Just shut up. Like, just leave it out. No one cares.
And you know who you are.
Yeah, that's it. And it's the same person every time. The Etihad service lifts. You got to go to Etihad. You got to go up to the box. It is the world's biggest lift, and you're allowed two people in it. And it takes an hour and a half to get up and down one.
These are Daisy's dislikes here, Howard.
I'm warming to this segment.
I'm with it.
Yeah, it's good. I touched on that one with Jeff Walsh, the 10-year premiership reunion. COVID stuff that. 2 weeks we were going to the Palladium. We had 15 bloody cashies lined up. We just wanted to talk about it. It wasn't about the cash. It was more about the celebration. The cash would have helped, of course. So that's gone. These people who have their phones on loud. Is there anything? Have you sat next to someone who's text with their phone on loud?
No.
It sounds like gunfire.
Right.
You don't need that. And when it rings, like who has. You?
I've sat in a movie before and someone's phone's rang. They've answered it and continued their call mid movie.
Yeah, well, if you're going to go with it, you may as well. You may as well embrace it.
You're all in.
Got a bit of feedback from me, that person.
That and voicemails. You know, I'm not big on the voicemails.
No.
If you ring me and say, ring me back. Stick it. I'm not ringing you. Shoot me a text and tell me what the matter is and I'll decide whether I'm ringing you back. Otherwise, you can have it. And that includes my mother. Don't just say call me. So she'll be listening too. So, okay, be better. The COVID handshakes. Is there a more awkward thing? It's ruined. Like, for people who are pretty awkward sometimes.
Brownie.
This is Nathan.
The most awkward person
and
you've ever met.
It's gone from handshakes to knuckles to elbows. Now people are throwing feet out. It almost looks like an Irish jig when you go to shake hands.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah,
what are you running with?
I'm just still hugging.
Just g'day?
Yeah, no.
I miss the handshake.
Now, I'm a handshake. But you generally, if you're going to shake someone's hand, you put it out and you know what's coming.
Yep.
People are half...
Elbow works all right.
No, I'm off it. And I should be. I don't like it. What else don't I like? No, that's about it. No, I'll tell you this. Now, this one.
She's got another one.
No, this one. And this was on the way here tonight.
She's got more.
No, this is the last one. Okay, and this one is one of the all-time bugbearers.
Right.
We're driving, or I'm driving. Let someone into traffic. Perfect. You expect the little wave acknowledgement.
Yep. Just a little wave, Daisy, for the country.
You need that.
So I've sitting there in my beautiful Nissan Navara and this...
Hang on, he's put a sponsor into his segment.
Well, this dark muscle car, Camaro, I think it was.
Oh, right.
Cuts me off, let him in, no worries, no acknowledgement, then park behind him. It was purple, you
fucker. That'd be right.
Are you fair dinkum?
I think I've followed you in. I don't think I
can. Come on, Barrett, I think that sounds like
you, Barrett. Don't try and ruin me segment with the truth. No, and that's it. That's all. That was Daisy's dislike.
Speaks a lot, doesn't he? And I'm looking forward to somebody sitting to the left of me who actually speaks throughout the game as well, because normally the judge, 20 minutes of the first quarter, has got nothing more to say. He just shuts up shop. So looking forward to having Daisy on board. Something else I've picked up through the course of the night.
Hang on. We wanted to give him a positive about his segment, and you said he speaks a lot.
It's a good thing.